go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I am quite glad that you are here again with me this week. So this week's topic was kind of chosen by you for me. This week's topic is social media, trends, where it's going, and some tips. The one topic that I constantly get asked questions about, whether it's in my inbox or via DM, is always on social media. It always starts out with a question of what platform should I be on? How many posts should I make? Should I do this? Should I do that? What's most important? So we will dive into some of those things later, but first I want to dive into kind of the trends, kind of where things are at as of right now, what we're seeing, how we're changing what we do and how we do it, and where we're seeing trends going in the near future. One thing is for sure across all platforms, video is currently where it's at. If you want to get expanded reach, if you want to get people spending more time on your stuff, you need to embrace video. Now that can take on a lot of different things. That can be little live videos. That can be little things done in stories. But the things that are really trending right now is Reels. Facebook is definitely making a big run because of the popularity of TikTok. And of course, Instagram is also in between those two. They are definitely putting a lot of effort in making sure people see more and more Reels. So if you want to take and make some impact that way, definitely don't sleep on Reels. I know it's uncomfortable. See, people think that, you know, oh, Reels because of TikTok are just like those little dances and stuff. No, it doesn't have to be that at all. It can be little snippets of you talking about something, dropping some knowledge bombs. It can be some snippets of something funny. Another one that seems to get my views is definitely seeing people work, like just some different contractors. I've been hiring a lot of contractors for my home. So I'm getting a lot of contractors that are popping into my feeds, and it's kind of neat just seeing some of the work, some of the before and afters, some of the impact stuff. So think out of the box and think about things as, hey, when somebody's scrolling through, what can I show in this video that's going to be interesting and that's going to catch their attention in the first 3 seconds? Doesn't have to necessarily catch everybody's attention, but it does need to capture the attention of the people that you're trying to get to. So of your potential customers, the people that fit your avatar, the people that are going to buy your product, service, or whatever it is you want them to do based on your content. Some other things that we are definitely seeing is our page reach on Facebook across all of our businesses seems to be definitely trending downward despite our best efforts, while our groups tend to be definitely trending upward. So I think that has to do with some changes to the algorithm, some changes to what Facebook wants you to see, or what avenues Facebook wants to get people to use more or less of. So definitely seeing more video, definitely seeing a lot less reach on our pages as far as business pages, and definitely seeing a lot more reach in our groups. So those are the key things I really wanted to communicate to you. Now, let's talk platforms a little bit. One of the most common questions I get is, what platform should I be on? Well, there's really two things that you're going to determine that by. First is going to be your comfort level, along with what platform you believe that is in your wheelhouse, and hopefully in the same way is also in the wheelhouse of your avatar. In most cases, we are our avatar. We are selling to ourselves. So the things that we do and like and want to see are oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, a good representation of what our client would like to see also. So if you live on Facebook and enjoy Facebook and spend a lot of time there, if your avatar looks something like you, then odds are that'd be a good place to start. Same thing for Instagram. If that's your comfort zone, do that. But I would definitely probably start with one of those two first. That would be my first go-to. Unless you're a Twitter person, then Twitter's certainly fine too. But Facebook or Instagram are definitely my wheelhouses, so that's where I tend to start. There are so many ways to communicate, whether it be stories, reels, posts, all those sorts of things. So you can definitely hit people a lot of different ways and with a lot of different content. And some of the stuff is actually kind of fun. The other thing that could make a big difference is what it is you're selling or how it is you're going to sell it. So some things will definitely trend more towards Facebook. Some things will definitely trend more towards Instagram. A lot of the online products, whether it be clothing or shoes or jewelry, all those sorts of things, watches, those tend to be really Instagram heavy. That's where people tend to look at those the most, and that tends to do the best. Other things definitely do better on Facebook, but the key is to pick the one that you're comfortable on and you think your customers are on. So once you've done that, all right, you know where you're going to make your posts now. You need to make a plan. You need to take and make sure that you take, and I usually do it a month at a time, plan out what I'm posting, what days. Sometimes it's I'm doing certain things Monday through Friday. I'm doing different things on the weekends. Sometimes it's every other day. Sometimes it's so many a week of a certain kind of post. But I take and map out a whole month at a time so I know what content I need to create. Then oftentimes I will bulk create that content and not necessarily do it as exactly I need it, but I'll do a whole month's worth at a time. So I'm just taking a couple of days to get a whole month done and then getting it ready and getting everything scheduled, and then I'm done. So for me, trying to remember every day and trying to keep track of everything that I'm posting or what is I'm going to do so I'm not kind of doing the same things every day. Content would go between, you know, funny memes to videos to instructional stuff to blog post to maybe some pictures of you know, firearms that I thought were awesome or stuff we've made actually. But those are the ways that I like to set things up ahead of time, so have a good variety of different kinds of posts, and I know exactly when I'm going to post each one. It may seem like it's random, but it's really not. Okay, so you have a plan, and you're going to work the plan. Next important thing is you got to be consistent. You have to do it. You have to make sure that you are working your plan and you are doing everything you committed to doing on your plan over time. It's not going to be an overnight thing. You're not going to make two posts, and things are just going to go wild, although it could. I've seen it happen for people. But you got to be consistent, and you got to definitely keep your voice the same also. So consistency matters in how often you post, what time you post, where you post, but then also the voice, if you will. Another thing that you need to be very important about, and this is just huge, and this could make or break any business, is that you really need to embrace your tribe. So you're going to get followers, you're going to get people that interact with you, you're going to get your raving fanatic of a customer, and that is what you want to focus on. You want to really make sure that those customers and that tribe members, we will call them, are definitely who you are talking to. They're who you are focusing on. They're who you are speaking to. And that is important. You can't talk to everyone broadly. You have to be able to talk to your tribe. Because what's naturally going to happen is you're going to suck people closer that align with you. At the same time, you're going to repel people that don't align with you. And that's a good thing. The more you push people away, the more other people will create space for more people to flock into you. And to do that, one of the best ways I've found is take a stand. You know, stand up for what you believe in. Speak your truth. Speak from your heart. Make sure that you're not afraid to touch topics. Yeah, there's some topics people don't talk about. You know what? But if they're important to you, you need to. If it's part of you, you need to. If it's part of your business, you need to. Like one common topic we talk a lot about, and it really gets some people's panties in a wad, is, you know, freedom, the Second Amendment. You know, of course, we're a gun shop. Yeah, we're very adamant about that. But is that adamant we are about the Second Amendment, we're definitely even more adamant about freedom and people being able to make their own choices and do the things. Like, for example, people didn't like that we were coming out and talking about vaccines. Well, you know what? I don't care. Karen can come visit me on my page all I want, and it really she's irrelevant to me. You know what? I don't mind her at all because I love trolls. They're my friends. When they come and write all that stuff and write on my post 5 million times, you know what it does? It helps my reach. It helps have more people see it. So I don't mind that at all. I'm going to take a stand. You know, when the whole vaccine thing came and everybody was talking about, oh, pro, anti, I kind of took a little different angle because it's what I believe. You know what? People want to get a vaccine, fine. If people don't want to get it, fine. When I really got upset is when I started hearing these stories about people getting forced to, especially people like our first responders, you know, military. When people getting forced to and their freedom getting taken away from you, then I get, you know, really, really wound up. And I'll probably get wound up now just talking about it. But here's the thing is people have the right to get it as much as people have the right to not. People can believe whatever they want about it. It's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. I'm not going to get into that because to me, that's not important. The important part to me is that people have the freedom to be able to make that choice for themselves. Stands like that will make all the difference. Another one, just real recently, people talking about the shootings that happened, the one in Texas, and now we just had one in Chicago, Highland Park, just outside Chicago, and immediately you get some chatter coming down about guns, about, oh, the guns are this, the guns are that. Well, you know what? None of the firearms that we've manufactured, none of the firearms that we have here, I've watched them. They have not acted aggressively at all towards anybody. They're a tool. They just sit there and they don't do anything by themselves. People are evil. People are good. Tools are not. Just a tool. That's all they are. They are simply a tool to use as people will. They are not going to do anything on their own. They are not going to act a certain way. They are not going to take any action. That'll get me going complaining when people are calling assault rifles. There's no such thing as an assault rifle. All of my rifles are defensive rifles. Assault is a verb. How can a verb? No, that's not how it works. That's not what they are. That's not what AR stands for. That's a whole other tangent. I'm sorry, we won't get off on that today. But take your stand. Speak your truth. Be yourself. Do what's important to you and don't hide behind anything. Just be you. Do you. And you know what? Some people are going to hate you for it. Other people are going to love you. That's the facts. You are not going to be everything to everybody. And you need to let that come through. That leads right into the next point I want to talk about is just be real. Embrace your good. Embrace your bad. Don't try to change your views to please someone. Don't try to change who you are. You are who you are. God made each of us as an individual. Each of us are perfect in his image. Yet we're all very different. And that's beautiful. That being said, we all have good days and we all have bad days. Don't be afraid to talk about the good days and the things you've done right. And don't be afraid to talk about your failures, because that just makes you more human. That makes people relate to you better, because we all make mistakes. You know that's true if you've listened to a bunch of my podcasts. I make mistakes often. I make mistakes often in them. I stumble here, I stumble there. Hopefully I'm getting a little better as time goes on. I've been doing this about a year now. So hopefully the episodes are getting better and are slightly easier to listen to. But some are good, some are bad. Same thing days. Going to share the good, going to share the bad, going to share everything. It just is what it is. And the more you be transparent and the more you let yourself show good, bad, and different, I believe the more that people will relate to you, because you'll be a real person and not just some fake personality that people think you're putting on. Now with that, you of course get a lot of trolls that'll come out to play. Now, like I said already, I embrace them. They're my friends because, hey, whatever they're smack they're talking on my posts, it really doesn't matter, because they're giving me more engagement. They're helping my algorithm. They're helping my posts get out there and seen by more people. So little do they know, they probably wouldn't comment as much as they do if they knew that was happening. So now, and the funny thing is the best one has been me. I had to put some posts up. It was actually about the 4th of July and just talking about, hey, if it wasn't for firearms, you wouldn't be celebrating your freedom and all those sorts of things. And man, that just got some people wound up. Some people started sharing it, probably that had more friends that were anti-gun than were pro. And it was some great comments. And so many of them weren't even in this country, but had something to say about our firearms and our freedom here in the United States. So as far as I'm concerned, y'all can just keep it to yourselves. We don't really care. That's how we do things, America. Anyway, have a thick skin. Trolls don't matter. Be comfortable in who you are. Be the real you. Not everybody's going to like you. I always tell people I'm an acquired taste. You know, you'll either love me or hate me, but there's rarely anything in between. And that's okay. I'm definitely okay with that. And you should be okay with that too. You know, you're perfect in your own way. Do your thing. Do you. Don't worry about what other people have to say. People that have so much time on their hands to criticize others just must have sorry lives themselves and just need to try to put someone else down to feel better. Personally, I don't have time to dwell on that at all. Got too many things to do, too much of a legacy to leave, and too many positive things to fit into a day that I don't need to spend time dwelling on negativity and all those sorts of things. They sure do like to suck you in, though. It certainly does happen. I'm going to end this with one tip that if you do this one tip, one thing, it's magic. It will absolutely make everything else fall into place. It will set your social media on fire. It will set you on the right trajectory you want to be on. And it doesn't just apply to your social media stuff. You can use it in any aspect of your life. Are you ready? Yeah, that pause was intentional. I'm trying to build a little bit of drama here. Take action today. Do the work. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't put it off till next week. Don't try to wing it. Make a plan. Follow the plan. Be consistent. Embrace your tribe. Take a stand. Be real. Be who you are. Embrace the good and the bad. Have a thick skin, and remember, trolls are your friends. But for any of those other things to matter, you need to take action today. Don't wait. Put a plan together. You're going to suck at it at first. A lot of your posts are going to suck. It's not going to be perfect. But remember, done is better than perfect. Let's get it done. Let's make an impact. Get after it. If anybody could use this information, please share it with them. Send them a link to the podcast. Make sure you're subscribed so you get all of my new episodes. And as always, feel free. Hit me in the DMs, hit me in the email. Always happy to help however I can. Be sure to pick up a copy of my book, Adapt and Overcome. It is available on Amazon, right now in Kindle, in paperback, and also now in hardcover. And coming very soon, we'll actually be on Audible also. Until next week, get out there and get after it. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.